Now back to Mr. Pyle's case.
I believe this is item 5 on the agenda, Robert Pye. This is actually a request by Dr. Pye for commission review of the Norfolk Wetland Board decision to deny his after-the-fact application for some riprap revetment and concrete retaining wall at his property in Norfolk. In this case, Mr. Robert Foley, attorney on behalf of Dr. Pye, has submitted a letter that's I believe, in your notebooks. We got it just yesterday, requesting that this matter be continued. He suggests that they are working with the city to try and resolve this matter. That Cindy Hall, city attorney, is here as well. You might want to hear from her regarding the request, but it's my understanding the city has no objection to a continuance. And we hope that through Dr. Pye working with the city, this matter may resolve itself and the appeal would not need to go forward. But at this time, they have only requested a continuance. Staff has really no objection to a continuance in this matter, but it is a decision the commission has to make based on the code and the procedures for review of appeals of this nature. I would suggest that the commission consider a future date at which this would be reconsidered, taking into account some time for the city and Dr. Pye to resolve this matter, hopefully. And also, as you noticed in my forwarding memorandum to you and in the staff evaluation regarding this case, the city considered the after-the-fact application, dealt with that, and that's the nature of this appeal today. But they also followed that decision with a restoration order. I would ask that the commission recognize that the restoration order is a matter between Dr. Pye and the city and not a matter that you would take up on appeal based on previous commission action, and that if this does not move forward with eventually a hearing before the commission, should it not get resolved at the city level, you would just be considering the after-the-fact application that was voted on by the board and denied by the board through the procedures outlined in the wetlands ordinance. With that, I can answer any questions you might have. And as I said, Cindy Hall with the city attorney's office is here today as well, and she might have more to add.
Any questions from the commission, Mr. Watkinson? Mr. Customs.
How long do you think we should get for an appeal based on what you know?
Well, just in terms of what's coming up next month, we have continued an appeal from the previous month to September, which could be a very lengthy hearing. I hate to have too long appeals on the agenda from that perspective, but I would hope that by maybe October, about 2 months, to consider the resolution period, maybe that would be enough to get Dr. Pye's case back before you if necessary. Maybe Cindy would have some comment on that, but I would prefer that at least, to be honest with you.
Mr. Erskine.
It says in the letter from Dr. Pye that he wants to review the case and also a pending court decision. Is there a date on the court decision, or is that?
To my knowledge, a court date has not been set for the complaint that has been filed against the city and the commission, really, regarding your decision. And then ultimately, I think the complaint requests that the commission also consider the restoration order. But to my knowledge, a court date has not been set for that.
Could we hear from the city?
Yes, we can hear from the city. That's all.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowler and members of the commission. I'm Cindy Hall with the Norfolk City Attorney's Office. I'm the Deputy City Attorney, and I'm also counsel to the Norfolk Wetlands Board. The matter of Dr. Pye, as you know, there's a few things pending. One is the appeal before this commission for the denial of the after-the-fact permit, and the second is an injunction action that he filed in Norfolk Circuit Court against the city Norfolk Wetlands Board and against the commission relating to the commission's failure to hear the appeal on the enforcement decision. I had lengthy meetings with the attorney for Mr. Pye, and they have already begun the process of the restoration, and it's my understanding at some point that most likely the matters will be withdrawn both before the commission and in the Norfolk Circuit Court. So just so you're aware of that, we would like to provide him an opportunity to complete the remediation of the violation, and I think that will take
take care of all the pending matters. And again, the attorney indicated that most likely the matter would come on a request to withdraw.
How much time would you recommend?
I would recommend October. It's a pretty lengthy violation, intense violation, so it's going to take a bit of effort for him to get it corrected. So the October commission date would be a great date.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Zebra.
Is there someone representing this board or this agency in that circuit court matter?
I understand that the attorney general wants to serve.
Okay.
I'm happy to work with him on this matter, but again, I talked to the attorney as to the unlikely event that an injunction would be granted and that the violation should be corrected.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Ms. Hall. For the record, is Mr. Pye present or represented? Well, then the matter is before the commission.
I move that we continue the matter to the